Democrats will hold a news conference at 10:30 this morning to unveil their proposal. They'll let the public weigh in on it at a hearing a half hour later. Details of the plan are still scarce, but sponsors say it will be a hybrid of a few health care plans that have circulated in recent years. It would aim to cover everyone under age 65 who's not on a government-sponsored plan like Badger Care. People could get preventative care for free and have low-cost copays for regular doctor visits. The plan would be paid for through a payroll tax, the idea being that this would replace money that businesses and employees are already spending on health care right now. Supporters of the idea say most businesses would come out ahead, although companies that don't currently offer any health care would be losers under this type of plan. The overall cost could be $15 billion. Democrats will likely insert this proposal into their version of the state budget, which would give them more bargaining power when they sit down to hash out their differences with Assembly Republicans. The proposal's chances are slim in that chamber, where GOP leadership has drawn a hard line against any new tax increases. Governor Jim Doyle has given a cool reception to the idea when it's been brought up in the past. The state's top Democrat has his own health care plan in the budget he proposed that would expand Badger Care to cover all children and more moderate income families. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.